right around the corner from his home, Andy Warhol found this convenient workspace. After living in the home for only a few years, it quickly filled up with artwork, canvases, and supplies. Warhol started to look for a space close by to transform into a studio space where he could create his work. It wasn't until 1962 when Warhol came across this old firehouse. He originally found out about the space through a friend. At the time, the building was owned by the city. In applying to rent it, Warhol wrote a letter to the city offering to pay $100 a month for the 5,000 square foot space. At the time, the commercial space had no heat or running water. The commercial space is where Warhol notably created his Death and Disaster series, which include Silver Car Crash or Double Disaster, Orange Car Crash 14 times, Black and White Disaster number 4, and Orange Car Crash. The first three in that list are all in prestigious museums around the world, including the Museum of Modern Art in Midtown. Silver Car Crash, or Double Disaster, has been in a private collection since 1988 and has been seen to the public only once in the past 26 years. In 2013, five bidders fought for the piece at an auction organized by Sotheby's. The final bidding price was $105 million to an undisclosed winner. It broke the record as the highest selling price for any piece created by Warhol, the previous record being $100 million for 8 Elvises. Warhol only worked in the space for about a year until he found a place in Midtown to be his first factory. In 2016, the home sold for $9.975 million. The former owner is billionaire art dealer Guy Wildenstein, who has been accused of cheating the French government over $600 million in taxes. That's a story for an evening scroll on the internet. While the home sold for a high price, Warhol's original release sold for an astonishing price as well. In 2015, at a Sotheby's New York sale, the lease signed by Andy Warhol sold for $13,500.